I always love having the tree back up here, and when Brett really gets into it, you can see that tree just rocking back and forth. I'm going to miss that, but it will be back next year. Thank you all for being here. What is today? January 5th, is it? So how's everybody doing on your New Year's resolutions? Pretty good. 5 days in. Show of hands. Anybody have? You don't have to tell us what they are. Anybody have some resolutions? Okay, excellent. Very good. Once upon a time, several years ago, I set a New Year's resolution of counting my blessings. That was my New Year's resolution. I'm going to count my blessings. Now, that might sound a little bit corny, but here's what I mean by that. That when I go before God in prayer, I intend to start out with, thank you, God, for fill in the blank. Thank you, God, for these blessings. Thank you, God, for these provisions. And the reason that I made that a resolution all those years ago is because I tend to focus on the negative, all right? And that's nothing to do with my Christianity. It has everything to do with my humanity. In my humanity, I tend to focus on what's going wrong or the work that still needs to be accomplished. And so I say, you know what? I've got to start this habit of counting my blessings. Am I the only one that struggles with this? No? Okay, yeah. We tend to focus on what's going wrong or what's negative in our lives, and we tend to look past the blessings. Or a lot of us human beings take the blessings for granted. Now, some of you are familiar with the story of how God saves and redeems the Israelites, calls them out of slavery, frees them from slavery in Egypt, and gives them freedom. Well, if you've ever read through the book of Exodus and read through that story, you'll realize that shortly after they're freed from slavery, what do? Well, they start complaining. Oh, we need some more to eat. Well, God gives them bread. Well, now we want meat, so God gives them quail. And so they complain. It's like, hang on a second, guys. You have been blessed by God in a tremendous way, and you're only focusing on the negative. And so often, we do that as human beings. And so what we're doing this morning is we are taking some time to count our blessings, to focus on the ways that God has blessed us as a congregation all throughout 2024. And I've got good news for you, friends. We had a pretty tremendous year in 2024. We have a whole lot to be thankful for. And so I want to read some things for you. I want to give you some details about what we've experienced this past year, and we can celebrate God together. Thank God for what He has done through us. And so we go all the way back to January of 2024, and in January, we send our support out to our missionaries, and so we support just a few missionaries here at Hope Community Church. All of these missionaries have something in common. We know them personally. That's important for us. We want to be able to support people that we know. It's not just like some person out there or some organization that we don't have a tie to. Everybody we support that we know. And so this past January, we sent out $6,750 in support to the missionaries. And so we support Dolph Lario. He's a guy that works with a group called Netzer. And Dolph was instrumental in actually Hope Community Church. And so I met Dolph way back when. Dolph has a very tough job. He ministers to pastors. We are a tough group, let me tell you that, from experience, okay? And so he goes around, he works in Delaware County, he works in Chester County, ministering to pastors and reminding us of the work that we have been called to engage in the mission of God. And so we support Dolph. We also support Tom Wolf. A show of hands, how many of you have met Tom Wolf in this room? Okay, a bunch of you have met Tom. Tom works with men's ministry. He also works with counseling. And so he was one of my mentors back in the day, still one of my mentors now. And we have referred several people to his counseling services. And so we're happy to support Tom Wolf. Pastor John Clifford, show of hands, who knows Pastor John, okay? Friend of Hope Community Church, working in Chester with Greenhouse Project, started that ministry several years ago, and we're thrilled to be able to support the ministry that he is doing. I mean, he's there, he's living it, he's the real deal out there, helping people who are very much in need. Internationally, we support Sarah Gallo. Anybody remember Sarah Gallo? Show of hands, see, these are people that we know. She works in Brazil. Through Word of Life, that's the ministry organization she works with. If you know anything about Brazil, you know that there is a touristy part of Brazil, which even the touristy part's a little bit dangerous, and then there's the rest of Brazil, where there is tremendous poverty, okay? And so Sarah works with a preschool there, teaching the children about the love of Jesus and ministering to families who are very much in need. Then we have our old friends, Bill and Chat Coble. Let's do it again. Show of hands. How many of you have met Bill and Chat? Okay, Bill and Chat, again,
I met Bill probably about 15 years ago. The work that Bill and Chat do with Start With One Kenya, this is their baby. They started this whole thing, and we're happy to support them as they continue to save lives in Kenya. Now, that's just the missionaries that we support, but out of our missions budget, we also do a few other things, a couple other things. We send $500 in support to Amnion. If you're familiar with Amnion, they set up right here in Delaware County. It's a crisis pregnancy center, and so they help women and couples who find themselves in need. In fact, just, in November, we did the diaper drive. Thanks to Joe and Joyce Purcell, we did that diaper drive for Amnion, and so we support them. We also give $3,000 to the school in Gitawamba. And so let's do it again. Show of hands. How many have been to that school in Gitawamba? Okay. We're aware that this is a school that we literally help build, physically build, and we send those funds over there to feed the children. And so that's a big thing with school. If you can give the kids a meal while they're there, they'll be that much more likely to actually show up in school, and they'll do much better. And so we send that support over there. And just, you know, let's think about this for a minute. That amount of money, that feeds over 450 students for about 2 months. And so this is something that we are collectively doing together as one small local church. Look around. We're not a mega church. We're not a big congregation. We're a relatively small congregation, but even a church our size is able to have this much of an impact around the world. Are we praising God for that or what? That's incredible. Praise God for you. Praise God for what He's been able to accomplish through us. Over the course of this year, we were able to give $1,500 in support to local individuals who are in need. We are a church. We take care of our own. We take care of people who are in need. There are a tremendous amount of requests for support that come our way, and unfortunately, we can't say yes to every single request. But when people have a tie to this church or people have a friend that's in need, and if we can provide a little bit of financial support to help that person make ends meet, we do what we can. And just so you know, a little bit of information about how our church works, I don't get to make that call just like by executive order. We have to decide that as a board. And so when these needs come up, we decide together, is this something we can do, or how much can we support, how much can we help, all right? And so $1,500 in support for people who are in need. Over the course of 2024, I have no idea how much food was brought in for the Blessing Bags feeding program. Maybe we should start weighing it before we send it over. That'd be tough to do. How many pounds, how many tons of food? Maybe even tons by now. But we were able to support that ministry all throughout 2024. In February, we had six families stand up here and commit to raise their children in the faith during our parents' dedication service. We were very excited about that. That was a big deal. I think that's like, maybe we've had one or two or three in the past, but to have six families come up and do that, that was great. Let's see, what else? March we had, Easter was in March, I'm pretty sure, but before Easter we had our Easter celebration party out on the church lawn, and that whole lawn was filled with people. Do you remember that? And it was way back in March. It was filled with our neighbors, and so we're getting to bless our neighbors, getting to know our neighbors. That was an awesome opportunity. Then on Easter Sunday, we have a habit of giving away our offering, and so that offering was dedicated to our missionaries who were going over to Kenya. And when I mean our missionaries, I mean the three people that we sent from our church over to Kenya. And so on Easter Sunday, we raised $4,595 to give to our missionaries. How about that? Again, look around. Where is that coming from? It's coming from this little church. God bless you. Wow. May was a busy month. May we had back-to-back events on Saturdays. We had our yard sale fundraiser. Again, that support went to Kenya. And so during our yard sale fundraiser, we raised just over $1,100 for our Kenya missionaries. And then the very next Sunday, we had an opportunity to work with the Overdose Awareness Walk. And so this is something that we have sponsored. So Hope Community Church, we are a sponsor of this event. We believe that this is important to keep people aware that this is going on. Feels like the issues of addiction are something that's just kind of in the background. Well, sometimes we need to bring those issues to the foreground and remind us who are Christians, remind all of us that this is a real problem in our community, and we're not okay with that. We are not okay with that. And so we sponsored this event. Not only did we sponsor that event, but we also had a prayer table available at that event. And we provided volunteers to both set up and clean up that event. And so we're hoping we can do that once again in 2025. In September of 2023, ended it in May of 2024. I got that right? Yeah. And so that was an opportunity where we went through the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, in a mostly chronological order. You remember that? And for some of us in this room, it was a time to reacquaint ourselves with the Gospels. And for some of us in this room right now, some of you, it was your very first time going through the Gospels and reading about Jesus and seeing his words and reading his words for yourself. And so that was an awesome, fruitful time. On Sunday, June 9th, we celebrated our 12th anniversary as a church. How about that? 12 years old, and they said we'd never make it, right? Can I just pause there for a moment? Do you realize that most church plants close within their first 2 years? All right? And so thank you, God, for 12 years. Thank you so much, God, for blessing us with that. And during that anniversary celebration, we had a baptism service, and we had four people who were baptized. How about that? Four people who received Jesus Christ as their Savior and were publicly baptized. I have more things to celebrate here, but this is the big one for me. That's why we're here as a church, to introduce people to Jesus, to share the gospel so that they can receive him as their Savior, and then have that public display, have that baptism to show we are now believers. And so those four baptisms that we had in June, that brings us up to a total of 66 over our 12 years together. And so praise God for what he is doing through you and through this, our church. Continuing on here, let's see. We did our annual 4th of July. We helped out with the event in Prospect Park. We had volunteers. This is a holiday. Volunteers show up in Park Square in Prospect Park to run the snack bar, to make hot dogs. And I was like, wow, what are we even doing here? Well, we're there to meet a need and to interact with people in our own community. You know what? That event serves several purposes, but one of them is just to be present with our neighbors and to show them, hey, yeah, we're Christians, but we're not strange. We're just like you, right? We are like you. We live in the same world that you do. We just happen to love Jesus and trust in him for our salvation. And so that was an awesome event. We're looking forward to doing that again in 2025 if they invite us back, which they probably will. Also, over the summer, we had a chance to hear, we had some guest preaching. We had Pastor John came in. That content, by the way, all of this is available on our YouTube page. So if there's ever a guest speaker or something you want to go back to and listen to, that's on our YouTube page. Just jump on YouTube, search Hope CC Delco, all one word, in the search tab, and you'll find us. So we heard from Pastor John. We also heard from our worship leader, Brett, for the first time. That was his first sermon that he gave over the summer. And we sent three people from our congregation all the way over to Kenya. We sent Charlotte and Josh Peterkin and Rosemary Blasucci. And they had that experience being that, you know, hands-on doing that work, giving out the water filters, helping to build, taking care of people who are in need, sharing the gospel in word and in deed. Can we pause for another moment? Take a look around. We're not a big church, right? This little church was able to do that, to raise those funds and to send those people halfway around the world to help the least of these, to help those who are truly struggling. Let's see what else. Making our way into the fall, we had our Trunk or Treat event. And in the fall, we started up some small groups. We had our women's group, When Godly People Do Ungodly Things. Several ladies were able to attend and participate in that. Trish led our Tell Someone group. That was a wonderful opportunity to get people more comfortable with the concept of sharing their faith and how to do that. We started the men's group on Proverbs, which is still going on. We had our prayer group continuing on, our men's breakfast once a month going on. Brett and Joyce started that apologetics group, which is still continuing. So we have these small group offerings. We also started in the fall the question series. Do you remember what kind of ground we've covered so far in this school year? In the fall, we talked about God and why should we believe that the God of the Bible is the one true God. We had a series called Whose God Is It Anyway? Again, that content is available on our YouTube page. We talked about money for a while. Was it 3 weeks, 4 weeks? We talked about money. The series was called After Your Money. And I believe that was the lowest attended message series that we did. I think so, last year, right? I'm not sure about that, but I always let people know in advance when we're talking about money so they can choose not to attend if they don't want to hear about it. But that was a fruitful series. And then we got into some more serious stuff. We did take one Sunday to address a very sensitive issue. We talked about the pro-life, pro-choice debate, and we talked about how we as believers should approach this issue and where we should stand on this issue. If you missed that, and if you'd like to see it or hear it, it is available on our YouTube page. Then we got into a series that we called How Dare He, when we talked about why is it that God allows us to suffer? Why does a good God let bad things to happen? That was a tough series, but we moved out of that into Christmas stuff. And then as we ended our year, we did the Advent Conspiracy series. We talked about the fact that Jesus would want us to allocate our resources in a direction that honors him for his birthday. And so I was so impressed with you all, with our congregation, how you all responded to that challenge. We had our little tree set up with all those tags, and each one of those tags listed a need. And so we were able to buy coats and shoes and clothes and Target gift cards for our neighbors right here in the Ridley School District who are in need. And we did that. It was 45 tags that this little church took to help people who are in need. Christmas Eve, we have a tradition. We always give away our Christmas Eve offering. And so this year we designated that offering for a greenhouse project and our friend Pastor John. And so those funds will be headed to him. We were able to raise $1,518 for that ministry. That went up a bit. Okay, that even went up a bit. Okay, so we'll get you some new numbers. By the way, I'm going to send this out to you in an email if you're trying to take notes. I'll give you some details over email. Also, in December, I think it was December or late November, I gave you a fun announcement that we need a new heater here at the church. Do you remember that fun announcement? And so there we are, and I said, hey, we need to raise a whole bunch of money to buy this new heater. I'm actually genuinely excited about this process. It's already in motion because I've wanted this from the day that we moved into this building. We have this old system. We have this, you know, it's you got to get the oil delivered. It's messy. It's not cost effective. We want to transfer this over to gas. This is finally happening. Our hand has been forced. And I told you it's going to cost about $45,000. That's a big old number. But the good news is that God had already provided. And over our years together as a church, people have made specific donations to the building fund, so we already had $20,000 to put in that direction. Praise God for that. How about that? Praise God, we're not starting at zero. So praise God for that. And so I announced that, and we really didn't start talking about fundraising earnestly, but by the time the year expired, we had raised even more funds. So you donate, I can't believe this, I'm so surprised by this number, an additional $4,950, let's round it to $5,000, an additional $5,000 just about came in by the end of last year. So we're just $20,000 short of our goal. How about that? Like that's, I'm blown away by that. That's incredible. So praise God for you. Praise God for your generosity. And if you don't want to talk about this heater anymore, we can just take care of this today, right? Somebody could donate the $20,000, or let's see, how does the math work out? If four people contribute $5,000, I'm looking at our treasurer to make sure I'm doing the math right, right? We can end that today, but we do have several months to raise the rest of those funds, and I genuinely am excited about a new heater. Isn't that weird? Is that a sign of getting old? Ooh, a new heater, I'm excited about it. I think that's a sign of getting old. All right, while we're talking about money, let's talk about some budget stuff. You have some numbers in your bulletin. I want to explain them and give you some more numbers. So the way that a church budget works, or a budget really anywhere, is you take a look at what you think you're going to spend the next year. How much is ministry going to cost us? What do we have to do? What are our bills going to look like? And then you figure it out. Okay, it's going to cost this much to be a church in 2024. And so that's what we do as 2023 was going by. We're looking at numbers and figuring out, okay, how much is it going to cost to be a church in 2024? And so that's what we did. And so we anticipated that we would need $3,415.66, that's a very specific number, by the way. We anticipated that's what it would cost to be the church and to do ministry and to afford to do ministry in 2024. Look how close we came to that number. Our actual weekly need, this is based on what we spent in 2024, was $3,347. So that's pretty good calculating. And so I want to thank our board of directors, I want to thank our staff committee, and mostly I want to thank our treasurer, Josh Peterkin. Look how close we got on that number there. So how about that? And so we underspent, which is always good to underspend than overspend, but we came pretty darn close. Now you might be wondering, well, what was our actual weekly giving? I mean, how did we end this year? Are we need again was $3,347, and the average weekly giving received was $3,457.62. Even higher, okay? The treasurer's giving me a second. So even more than that, we got some last-minute stuff that came in, last-minute funds that came in. So that means, thanks to you, we ended our year with a surplus. Praise God. How about that? Now listen, someone start to applaud that. You can applaud. It's okay to applaud that. You can applaud that. How about that? And so I think it was in June or July, we were like about 300, maybe more, like in a deficit per week. And so it's like, okay, God better show up. We need some provision here, Lord. And God did provide. And so when it comes to talking about finances, I'm in a little bit of a tricky spot here because I don't want to overemphasize how important this is, but I also don't want to downplay how God has blessed us in this arena. It is so strange, wonderfully strange, for a church in Delaware County in this day and age not to be struggling financially. And God has consistently provided us with what we need, and in fact, a bit of a surplus this year. And so we have a board meeting in a couple of weeks. We'll talk about how to use that little bit of a surplus. It will probably go towards the building fund to pay for this heater, but we're going to need to do some praying and count on God to lead us so that we discern correctly how to use those funds. Because we believe that when there is a surplus, there's no such thing as a surplus in God's kingdom. God already has that designated for something. We just need to discern what that is. And so we'll have that meeting in a few weeks. And we're praising God for you, and we're praising God for his provision. So thank you so much for that, for your continuing to support what we're doing here at Hope Community Church. Looking at 2025, we're taking a small step forward in our budget needs. And so you can see there with the numbers, and so we are going to need a little bit more. I mean, that's things end up costing more year per year. And so we're taking a bit of a step there, and we're just going to continue to rely on Father God to provide for us what we need. Not just the funding, but the people, the volunteers, the people who want to serve, who want to give. And so I want to take this moment now to look at this scripture passage that's there in your bulletin and how important this is. And the psalmist says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praises of your name, O Most High. And so this is what we're doing here this morning. We're taking this moment, because a year goes by pretty fast, doesn't it? We're taking this moment now to say, God, thank you. And so this is me saying, God, thank you for your provision, for taking care of us in 2024. And I also want to take this time to say thank you to the members of our congregation. Thank you for, yes, your financial support, but thank you for your ministry. Thank you for volunteering. Thank you for showing up and playing in the band and running the tech equipment and leading children's church and serving in nursery. Thank you for that. All of you who have been willing to lead small groups in your home and over at Hope House, thank you for the sacrificing your time and your energy. Thank you for you. Thank you for what you have done for us this year. But beyond those formal ministries that take place in the life of a church, I want to thank you for all that stuff that goes unnoticed by us, but is noticed by God. You know, you can have the small group and you can have the worship service and all that kind of formal stuff, but there is so much ministry that happens right here within this congregation just based on your personal interactions with each other, the words of encouragement you share with one another. So thank you for taking care of one another as a church. I want to ask you now to please stand with me, and we want to close our worship service with a prayer of thanksgiving. Father God, let us never become desensitized to all the ways that you take care of us as a church and all the ways that you bless us as individuals. Lord Jesus Christ, you know how we are wired as human beings, and you know that so many of us tend to fixate on the negative. And so, Father God, in those moments where we're just fixated on the things that are going wrong, I pray, Lord, that you would remind us to come before you with prayers of thanksgiving. Give us opportunities throughout 2025 to count our blessings. Give us opportunities to pause and give you the praise that you alone deserve. Father, collectively, we thank you for taking care of us in 2024. But beyond that, God, I thank you for taking care of us since 2012, since we started here. Lord Jesus Christ, we belong to you. This church is yours. And so, Father, as we have ended 2024 and as we move into this new year, we pray for more of you, more of your blessings. Better equip us to share the gospel with those who have not yet met you. Lord Jesus Christ, we want to incarnate your gospel. We want to be a people that are known for our capacity for love and compassion. We want to be known as a truth that is filled, as a church that is filled with your truth and your grace. Father God, let us become the church that you created us to be. Let us live into our destiny in 2025. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you in advance. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity you've given us to worship you. And now that this worship service is coming to its end, we pray that you would allow our worship of you to continue. Father God, let us worship you with our lives. Let us worship you by the way that we love and serve you and the way that we love and serve one another. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.